think he's just with Anivas. That's it. I just want to say he's the one who did it. I hear.
I think it was Destiny.
I mean, okay. Nachamol. So the Gemara said that our Mishnah is a hemshech of the Mishnah Sanhedrin. Hey, David, are we live? Oh, hi, Shlomo. Okay. All right. Tana Hosam Kai, Kala Zemimin, Makdimelo Isamitz, Husbin Zemim, Baskayan, Uboyala, Shin Makdimelo Isamisa, Lo Misa, Cheres. The Yesh Adam Zemimin Acherim, Shane Oisen, Ben Din Hazoma, Kol Iker, Elamal Kais Arboim. Let's see Taisvis first. Taisvis. Zemimbe Baskayan, Uboyala, Shane Makdimelo Isamisa, Elo Misa, Cheres. So Taisvis, how do I know this? Boyalo, the Boyal gets a different Misa than the Bas Kayin. The Gemara indicates the Bas Kayin gets which Misa?
Sreifa.
And the Boyal? Chenek. Okay. So Boyalo, the Dashinan, he, Vilay Boyalo. Right? It's a via he mechaleles. He, Vilay Boyalo. So we say Boyalo, the Shi, he, Vilay Boyalo. So we have two drushes here. One drush is Mamaye, the Boyal from getting the same Misa as the Isha. And another drush of La'ochiv, which is Mamaye, the Adam Zemimin from Gang, getting the Misa that they would have given to the Bas Kayin. They instead also get Chenek.
The first drush is
He, it says it's Savia. He, there's an emphasis on he, and not the Bayo. Vim Taimar, Lamali Drosha de la Ochiv Veloy la Choisoi. Tapuk lay mihi. De Nafgalon, de Dashinon es Avia, he Mechaleles, he Veloy Bayala, he Veloy Zamimel. In fact, in Sanhedrin, it actually brings the Drosha, both of he, both for the Boyal as well as for the Edom Zemimin. So why does the Gemara there seem to bring the drush of La'ochi v'lei l'choisei v'yesh leimar? Hoyal v'zimimea bo l'chaivo sreifo. Since the Edom Zemimin came to mechayev her sreifo, le'yovoi le'kumei miyotu dehi elu v'boyalo. Logic dictates that the Edom Zemimin, who are Mechayev, a Bas Kayin, and a Boyal, logic dictates they should get Sreifa. Why?
Kasher
Zomam. Why is that Kasher Zomam? Because they certainly did, and then Sreifa is more Chomer, they certainly did the more Chomer thing. So logic says the Edom Zemimin also wanted to do a Sreifa, they should get Sreifa. So therefore, the miut of he, la yavoi la ikume miuta de he elebe bayala. He ought to be going only he vele bayala, vele matin and zemimin. Aval kevan dixiv ochiv, dashin and nami mihi limute zemimel. In other words, the pasuk of la ochiv is megale that when it says he, it's memayit adam zemimin. Aval kosha, kevin dechsiv ochi v'mayit zrich limuta yizemim in mehi. Fektaisves, why do you need lochiv to megala that he is v'mayit zemim in? Learn it straight from ochiv. Taisves says a pshat. V'yesh leimar, dimi ochiv hava mina. I would have thought that when did the Edom Zemim get chenek? The hava mina kisha ha-boyal ha-ya nidoin. Only when there's a boyal. Karin and Bay Lochiv. Avalim Aloy Hayan Nidain Al P. A. Dusan. Gigoin Shahoya Cotton Ben Teshanim Vyamechod. Oish lehi kiru habayel le karinin bei la'achiv. I might have thought that it's only when the bayel is also being judged. When the bayel's not being judged, kigoyin, Taisus suggests two possibilities. Either the bayel is a katan. Why does Taisus say dafka a katan who is 9 years and one day? Who knows why? No. Why does Taisus say that? Because it's not considered a bia mina taira unless the child's at least 9 years old. Less than 9 years old is not called bia. The shiurim the Torah gives. For a girl, it has to be 3 years old. Less than 3 years old is not called bia. From 9 years old, it's not called, he wasn't bayil. It's not called bia. The environment not developed. Or another possibility is, they didn't recognize the bayil. They didn't know who it was. They knew there was a man, but they didn't know exactly who he was. So the din is, like Karinin Beilachiv, Kamashmalan hi, Vele Zemimin, Limute Zemimin Becholinyan. So we needed to say, Adam Zemimin, don't get chenek, including in the case, get chenek, I'm sorry, don't get straif, including a case of where what? Where the boil was not nidain. Either because he's a cotton or because we don't know who he is, yes.
There really is no ball. Anyways, because it's a foot.
What do you mean, no ball? Is it immaculate conception here? What do you think is going on?
No, because there's no Adam's own. They're Adam's own. There's no real ball.
Well, there is no real ball anyway, but they're accusing somebody. Either they're saying they don't know who it is, or they're saying over here that he was only 9 years old. Yeah.
What was this question about, I mean, why you need both?
Why you need the two drushes? Yeah. In other words, why are you dashing from he? Dashing from la'achiv. So he says, la'achiv, if I would have had la'achiv, I might have thought that the Adam only potter when what? When the boil is nidain. But I might have thought that when the boil is in nidain, the Adam also gets reifa.
Oh,
Kamash Malan, that even when the boil is not nidain, the Adam get what? They get reifa. They get chenek. Now, umitchila hayari mesupik b'hai milsa. Taisus says that the ri seemed to be mesupik about it. So what was he mesupik about, now that we know the Taisus? What was he mesupik about, Jason? In which case? In what case? Uri, what does Taisus mean here?
You don't get straight
mesupik b'hai milsa. Which milsa?
That in the case
where there's no bayal. He wasn't sure this is really the halacha. Not nishtikal taira, explaining to me why I need a lachiv. He, Reeves said, I'm not so sure about this halacha. Vishuv poshta, mi perik nigmar hadin. He was poishet the shayla from the perik nigmar hadin in Sanhedrin. De kamar, mi saachas me'ein shtei misois. In other words, we have a case of a court case, which carries with it a capital punishment, but it's not one capital punishment, it contains two. In other words, we're going to mete out two different oinshei misa for basically the same event. And what is that case? The Gemara says, kigoyin baskayinu bayla. The case of baskayinu bayla we've just learned is a case of where what? Where the baskayin gets reifa, and the bayl gets chenek. Oi, says the Gemara, bas kohen v'zeimim e'zeimimin. V'ktoisvis, v'hashta lamale zeimim e'zeimimin. Why make that strange case? Tepukle de'ika shtei misais beloi zeimim e'zeimimin mishuma boyal shu b'chenek. What's this whole thing of zeimim e'zeimimin? What's the case here? Elish mamino daire kigoyin de leka din misa beboyala, goyin shu cotton kidipirashti, but filo hochi, kamre zeme zememin bechenek, alma de hama zememin bechenek, afopi de leka din misa beboyal. What does Taisus mean there? Do you understand? I think we drew a picture today with Shoal. We have, do you still have your picture? I can show everybody the picture. I'm talking about? What does he mean? What is the Zemin case, and why is that a case of Shtei Nisais? What is Tesis getting at? Do you understand what he means there? He means like this. Do they have a marker here anywhere? Okay, I don't have a marker. Any markers over here? All right.
It means that in that case there's no ball.
In other words, here's what happened. The reason why it has to be Zemime is the following case. Remember, in the end of the day, the Bas Kayin has to get Misa, and the Edom Zemimin had to get Misa. How do you have that? If the Edom Zemimin, it means she shouldn't get Misa. We've got to have a case where the Bas Kayin is getting a Misa, but a Misa of Sreifa, and the Edom Zemimin are getting different Misa of Chenik. So Taisa says, I'll tell you how it happened. You want to say how it happened, David?
I thought he said if Edom testified that she was Mizan, and then they're proven to be false, but the information is true, they both agree.
No. The information that was true is only Al-Pi Edim. If they were proof to be Zemimin, it's not going to happen.
Then we have a case before that the information was true, but...
Well, because he agreed, he admitted it. But the admission, he won't give her Misa.
So if she admits it after they accuse her, and then they're proven to be false.
Because the first Edim came along a lot.
Oh! The first two Edim came along and said that she was Chayav Misa, that she was Mezaneh. Bas Kayin. Two other Edim come along and say, you know what? These first two Edim, we'll give them names. Reuven and Shimon were made that the Bas Kayin is what? Is a Mezaneh. Two other come along, two other Edim come along, Levi and Yehuda, and they say, Imanu Hayisim v'Yisrayim. So now, who's getting Misa at this point?
The Edim.
The Bas Kayin's off the hook. The very Edim that were being accusing her have been proved to be Zemimin. So the only person getting Misa right now is who? The first set of Edim. But now, guess what? Come along, Yisachar and Zvulun. And they say to Levi Yehuda, Imanu Yisim Baisayin, you're the Zemimin. So now, the Shimon, Reuven and Shimon, the first two Edim, come back to being Kasher Edim. Because the very Edim that were Zemim them, made them into Edom Zemimin, have been Muzal themselves. So now, set one, Reuven and Shimon, and set three, Zvulun and Yisachar, those two Edim are Kosher. It's the middle set of Edim, who we gave the names Levi and Yehuda, they're the ones that are Edom Zemimin. So the ones getting Mises whom? The original Bas Kayin, because that first set of Edim is now Kosher, so they're giving her Misa. And the middle set of Edom Zemimin are also getting Misa because they were trying to kill whom? The Edom Zemimin. So we have, the Gemara says, two kinds of Misas. The Bas Kayin is getting Sreifa, and the Edom Zemimin are getting Chenik. Why are the Edom Zemimin getting Chenik? And only the Bas Kayin is getting Misa, not a Boyel. There was no Boyel, and still in all you see, the Edom Zemimin would have gotten Chenik and are getting Chenik. Is a raya, said the Ri, that when there's no Boyel, the Edom Zemimin get Chenik anyway. Yeah.
Why couldn't it just give a normal case of Edom Zemimin? Because then you just know the first set of Edom get Chenik. You're right.
But then she wouldn't get Chenik.
I know, but still, you still know she
gets... But I want two Mises. You're right.
No, but
you say
we know that she would get Sreifa if she was innocent.
But the Gemara is looking for that case of the two Mises. Two different Mises just in one case. That's what the Gemara is looking for. So it said Bas Kayin and Boyel. Or Bas Kayin and Zemimin Zemimin.
I don't know, why does it matter if you have two Mises in one case? We know that.
The Gemara just wanted that. The Gemara is just trying to say there is such a musik of two different kinds of. That's what the Gemara is looking for.
Okay.
Why are we still saying the Chanukah? Why not Sreifa? Because he will Baal.
That's the rule. Even if there's no Boyel, the Edom Zemimin always get Chenik.
So why is he asking a question about this?
He's proving something from it. He's proving from this that you see that even when there's no Boyel, the Edom Zemimin get Chenik.
Didn't he make up this case?
No, it's a Gemara. The case is the Gemara. So the Ri is bringing proving from that case. You see even when there's no Boyel.
Because the Tosfos only proved that when there's no Boyel, we don't get Sreifa, but it didn't say that we got a punishment.
Right.
What's Hebelo Baal coming to teach us?
The Boyel doesn't get the same Misa as the girl. Okay. Adkan Tosfos. Now let's look at Rashi, gentlemen. Go back to Rashi. Rashi, divrei maschil, chutz mizimimei baskayin. So it's Rashi, chutz mizimimei baskayin, nesua. Af al pi she nigmar dino lesreifa al pihem. Heim bechenek. Kidelfinen hosam, he besreifa. Vein boyala besreifa. Ela bechenek. Kishar Ashes Ish, right? The fact that the boil is getting chenek is like, that's always the case by regular znos. By regular znos, in Ashes Ish, everybody gets chenek. Bas Kayen has more chomer, she gets reifa. Vazoimimin, mashkimin lemisa shechivu es haboyel. Dichsiv, kasher zomam la sois leochi veloy la choisoi. The kamar hocha oid yesh zemin acherim shemekamim din zim zazam meklal etc. Good. Notice how Rashi expresses himself. The zaymimin are mashkimin leoisa misa shechivu es habayel. What does that sound like to you guys? Taisvis. That's taisvis or the other tzad. It sounds like the din of the Edom Zemimin is to get Hagam, one has Sreifa and one has, the Boil has Chenek. Svara would have said they should get Sreifa. The Gzeres Sekosavis, no, they get what they were Mechai of the Boil, not what they were Mechai of the Bas Kayen. If there would be no Boil, what would Rashi hold, Zach? Sreifa, it sounds like. Take a look at the Rambam. See the Rambam for a moment. This is on this sheet. I hope you guys got it. It should have been on the back of this sheet. I didn't get copied. Rambam in Halacha Yud. Shnaim she'idu al Ruvain. Shenoaf im bas koyen. V'nigmar din Ruvain lichonek. V'din ha'no efes l'sreifo. V'charkach nimtzu zeymimin. Hare'elu nechnokin v'ena nisrofin v'dover ze kabbalah. Notice how the Rambam set up this case. Everything the Rambam says is very, very meduyik. Why did the Rambam set up this? Look how he set it up. They were made on what? That Ruvain was boil the baskaye. And Ruvain got upsocked in of Chenek, and the girl got upsocked in of Sreifa. Mashma dafka in a case of where Ruvain was nidoin lechenek. Now, I noticed here in the Radvaz on the side, the Radvaz, when he says over the case, see the Radvaz in Halacha Yud? See the Radvaz on the side? Don't want to answer once. Right? It's right there. Perek HaNechnachin B'mishneh. So he's saying now, the as all Nesek can do, the Makor. Where did the Ram get this din from? Minani Mile, the Gemara asks, how do we know this? The son of Yasi Omer, Matum on the Marva, Sisim Kashe Zomim Last, Lachiv, Lafishikola Muzomim Shabatera, Zemimain Ubayle and Kayetzabahem. Bas koyen he besreifa vein boyle besreifa. Zimameni odea im loy hookshu, im lo hookshu. Kishweimer las is lochiv, veloy lochiv veloy lachoisoi. So first, the Radvaz brings the Gemara. We've seen all this already. Vim timer lama likra. Kavan shadovar sofek, nidoin bekala, dehainu chenik. Why is the halacha that you need a special drusha to tell me that you only get that you get chenek instead of sreifa? Since it's a suffix what you get, you always get you should get the lesser one. You can't give somebody something more chomer when you have a suffix. Dahainu v'leka l'mimra zil hocha v'layumas hoba inan kasha zamam lasus v'leka. You can't say get nothing at all. So he's got to get something. You should get the lesser one. V'yesh l'mimra di'ilaf kroa havamina kevan shechmira teraletim zemimin Shim le hargu neherogin eman nachmer lam liyas nidoinim bechamura kamoya kamash malon la achi veloy la choisoi. So here he's expressing the idea. In other words, the havamina is that they would have gotten the more chomer. They should get the more chomer one. Kamash one, they get the more kal one. You see, even bedvarav, there's a diuk over here in the Rambam that the only time the Edom Zemimin would get chenek is if they were mechayev the boyel to get chenek too. The havamina is they ought to get the more chomer einish. The chiddush is they get the lesser einish. Ledaiti, it appears that we have here in machlokes rishonim. Do you see that? Taisus is saying the Edom Zemimin get chenek even if there is no bayel. Rashi and the Rambam appear to be saying that the din of the Edom Zemimin to get chenek is only if there were mechayev a bayel. If there is no bayel, if there's only a bas kayin, then the din is they would get sreifa. You'll see this, guys. Yeah. What? How am I or how? Well, the Rambam, you see, it's just how he expresses it. It's what the words of the Rambam's case is taken at face value. Shneim sheyidu al Ruvain shenof im bas koyin. The nigmar din Ruvain lichanek. The din and oefes the sreifa. Stop with that case. He should have just said shneim sheyidu al bas koyin shezinso. Why did he have to speak out that Reuven was paskind on him that he gets chenek? It must be because that's the only case. If it wouldn't be for that case, in Achinami, the Edom Zemimin would get sreifa.
Good, so far good. I haven't said anything really brilliant yet. Just a little duke of me. I hear. Sally, something's got to come. It can't be. This is all the whole shear. You're right, Sally. Admit there's something that's legal. Okay. Now, at first glance, just in the basic kind of lumdus of what's going on, we do see something here. What Taisus is saying is that the din of Edom Zemimin on Baskayin Ubayala, or Baskayin per se, is you don't get vasisim lekashizamam lasis lochiv. There's a special chidush over here that you get something else. Normally you get, we were machayev. I'm saying it. Chidush here of Reuven. What's being said over here is that even though the Edom Zemimin were mechayiv sreifa, they're getting a din chenek. So there is almost a suspension of the din of asisim lekasher zamam laseis l'achiv. By Edom Zemimin of bas koyin, there's a special din. There's a different kind of einish they get, not the einish of kasher zamam. According to Rashi, it's not a substitute einish. It is kasher zama. It's not the more chomer version of the kasher zama. It's a chidush. They're getting a lesser form of what they were zaynim lasois. But it is still kasher zama.
The kasher zama is misa.
Huh? Kasher zama is misa. The kasher zama is chenek. They were zaynim chenek on the boil. Right? Remember, Rashi and the Rambam hold, they only get chenek if there was an actual boil that was getting chenek.
Chagum tells us how they still get chenek if there's no boil.
If there's no, well.
Because of that.
That's a good question. That's the next question. I didn't get to that yet. Right now I'm just explaining the lumdus of it. What are they saying? What are they saying? Taisus is saying that there is, in fact, what I'm calling a suspension of the din of kashazom. Here we don't do kashazom. There's a different oinish provided.
according to Rashi and the Rambam, this is Kasha Zaman. It's a sort of a weaker form of the Kasha Zaman. They're not getting everything they were Zemim Lasois, but they are getting what they were Zemim Lasois. They were Zemim Sreifa. Well, they were also Zemim Chenek. They're getting Chenek too. There is some Zemim Lasois going on. Do you see that? Okay. Now, David asks a good question. He wants to know, well, where'd they get this from? That's the next part. Where do they get this from? I suggest that they are Lishitas of Yossi.
Good.
Wake up. You have the best part of the shiur. I need my ammunition back. Okay.
What would they say what would they say when you say Hivlo Balavlo Zomel? How would Rashi take
I have to reload.
How would they deal with that issue? Like, what's the point of having like Tosfos said, the reason why is because there's no ball. So how would they take up that issue?
You mean how are they going to answer that question? That's a good question. In other words, I don't know. And so that's a good question. Now this the whole Tosfos, which is this whole Cheshtikal Torah, we don't know. Okay. They don't tell us. Good question. I don't know. How would they work out the drushes? I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know. I didn't get that far. I'm in the Lumbus right now. I'm not in the. You're right. Now you have to really need another. How they grind it through, the drushes, and how they work them out, I don't know what they would say. But I do see this is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So Tosfos is basically saying that even though they should be getting straight, but there's a drusha that says that the Yosanik basically is not Kasher Zaman.
Right.
And then Rashi's saying that it still is Kasher Zaman.
It's like a lesser form of Kasher Zaman.
The Rashi says the Pasuk just doesn't mean that it's just that the Pasuk makes
right.
Which Josh is
saying?
He
by
that's
the drusha. Rashi and they Rashi must be gone with his drusha. He brings it. Rashi brings the drusha. He bestrafe vein boil of a strafe. Why did Rashi say what he's saying? And why did Tyson? Is there anything more to this? So I think there is something much more to this. Yeah.
By the case where there is a Boel and he gets Chenek, isn't that also a typical case of Kasher Zaman? Whichever Simi Hood.
No, it's not typical because, like the Radvaz points out, they really ought to get Sreifa because they were Zemim even more than this.
They get the harsher.
They should get. They were Zemim something much harsher. So we're being a little easier on them. We're giving them Chenek. I guess that's not as bad. It's not as painful. Huh? Yeah. Europeans wouldn't like either one. Huh? There's still some Kasher Zaman. Better be careful, you know. And the French government, they listen to YUTerra.org and they hear this line. I could get into major trouble. All right. So I want to suggest something. I want to show you a Rashi. I don't know if I didn't put it on the sheet, and maybe I should have, but. We'll learn it now together. Dalin Rebase. Gemara here, this is also a long Gemara, Yitz Hashem, we will get here. And at some point, the Gemara inquires, when it's all said and done, what is the purpose of the lav of Leisane?
Don't lie.
Yeah, Leisane, yeah. Leisane v'yachal, it means don't lie. It means don't afflict your friend with Eda Sheker. Don't lie in Beis Din and make up stories that will affect your friend. It's a lav in the Torah. So in other words, that's a good question. In other words, the Gemara is going to argue that the Malchus doesn't seem to come from Leisane. We'll see a whole sugi here. We'll have to see. Hmm?
As if Leisane means don't lie, if they're ever found out to be lying, then they didn't do anything.
Aye.
You just said don't afflict your friend by lying. So if it's ever found out that they lied, that means they didn't afflict them.
Well, they afflict them by lying in Beis Din and causing them to...
But if they found out that they were lying, that means that they're not getting punishment.
Well, hold on one second. Now, I told you, if you'll remember, that I told you a chakira in what the drush on base on base means. That we have psukim on base to tell me vitzdikus a tzadik v'yeshivus a rasha. Frak the gemara mishum v'hayoy im bin hakayis a rasha. Frak the gemara mishum shitzdikus a tzadik v'yeshivus a rasha v'hayoy im bin hakayis a rasha. And the Mai tells me that you get malchus for edim zayman. Frak the gemara. Why don't you get just malchus for leisane? You're over a lav, you get malchus for lavin. And the more answer is what? Who remembers?
It's not an action.
It's lav shen v'maisa. Lav shen v'maisa and leikin alav. So we learned, most Rishonim, we're going to see that's going to be Tais v'shit, the other Rishonim learn, that what the Gemara means is that really you're right. Normally, leisane is a lav shen v'maisa. And the din should be ein leikin alav. But there's a Xeris Akosuf that's Megale, that Enim Zaymimin will get Malkus for Lysane. So that would seem to be the Poshup shot, and when the Gemara says, Verabunan, the word line is Verabunan, take a look, Hayamid base, three, four lines from the bottom. Verabunan, last two words on the line. Verabunan, hai Lysane, Reacho, at Sheker, my Darshe Bay. That's the way that you need it to get Malkus to get that's the law for Adam Zaymimin. But I told you another pshat. The other pshat we said is no. Leisane is a law from Isa, there's no Malkus. There is a separate Xeris Akosuf. Vitzdiku as a tzarek vishiva sarosha. From there I learn that Adam Zaymimin, who cannot get Kasher Zomam, the Torah has an alternate Einish for Adam Zaymimin that don't get Kasher Zomam, namely Malkus. The Malkus is not really Sinai. Remember we had a Diak in the Meiri. Remember that Meiri? It was on the sheet today. Meiri says... Here he says, Mefarshim. Elalikas Arboy Mishum Eda Sheker. This is in the middle of the piece. One, two, in the paragraph beginning, Vyesh Mefarshim. Three, five, eight lines down. Elalikas Arboy Mishum Eda Sheker. Veloy Mishum Laisane. Shri Lav Shane Boy Maisuhu. El mimash she'oma she'nemar beitzdiku es hatzadik v'yeshivu es harosho v'hoyim bin hakayis harosho. The Malkus, he says, beferish is not mishum leisane. It's because of a separate gzeres akasuv. What is Rashi Shita? This Meiri, by the way, I think I mentioned in that shir. There's a very hush of a Magid Shir in Yerushalayim that didn't want to be misyachis with this pshat I'm telling you. Last time, I remember when I learned Makas last time, he was saying Shir Makas too, and it was reported to me from Talmidim of his that he refused to accept this as pshat in the Meiri, but Ladaiti, it's pashat, it's pshat in the Meiri. And that's what he's saying. He's saying is it's a, there's a Xeris Akosuv, special Xeris Akosuv, that you get Malkus independent of Leisane. What is Rashi Shita? So look at this Rashi here. Divrei Amaskel, Dalar Rebeis, Divrei Amaskel has Harleid Mzemimin. It is where the line, from the end of the whole Rashi is on the page, in my edition, six lines from the bottom. In Smarty Pants, I don't know.
Seven.
Six lines from the bottom also?
Oh, yeah, six.
Laz Harleid Mzemimin, you see it? Oh, it's up there. look at the words. Laz Harim, what is the reason for Leisane? The Gemara says, Laz Harleid Mzemimin, Le'onshon Bedin Hazama. V'leinitein lo'oinish malkais, elish lehoya leila unshan bedin hazama elalimken his here. He says beferish, the reason for the law of leisane is not for malkus. It's that the Torah can't give a punishment unless you did something wrong. But what you get, the Einish, the Adam Zimmerman get, is Bedin Hazama. It's not the classic Malkus because you're over Leisane. It is to get an oinish for hazama, for vasistim lekashazamam laasayis loachiv, you can't get a punishment unless you violated some lav. So the Torah provided the lav. But the oinish you get is not for leisane, it is for vasistim lekashazamam laasayis loachiv. And I would suggest, in a case of like Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, or Golus, it's for Vitzdikus at Tzadik. The lav is not given as a lav for Adam Zemimin to get Malkus for having violated the lav of Leisane. It is a patch, kilo a patch, something to glue the Oynish on. You can't be punished unless the Torah said don't do it. The don't is Leisane. The Oynish is Vasisim Lekashizama. So having said that, Rashi appears to be going in which direction? Miri or the other Shita?
Miri.
He's going like the Miri. Aha. Uh-huh. Now, let's have a look at this Gemara very carefully, and let's see what the Gemara is saying. See, the Gemara says, Gemara is explaining how our Mishnah comes after the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says, how? Like, well, why is it here? Why or how? You know, I mean, what it means. Why is this? Why did it? L'chaira, it's talking about something that it shouldn't be talking about. It should be telling me how you become an Eid Zayman. If anything, like the Gemara said, Ketayin ain't Eidim Nasim Zayman Mibayile, right? So the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. This Mishnah is a Hemshich to the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Let's see why. Now stop there for just a moment. That mission is saying that all Edom Zaymimin get what? What's the Reinish? There's another case which isn't exactly Kasha Zomam. It's a little bit less than that. It's not exactly Kasha's own. Okay. Then the Mishnah finishes with our Mishnah. V'yesh Eidim Zemimin Acherim Shein Oysen Behen Din Azama Kolikar. There's another kind which doesn't even have Asisim LeKasha's Omam. And that's our case, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutz, and Golus. It means the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz is a case where what? Where there's no Kasha Zomam at all. The middle case is not quite a case where there's no Kasha Zomam at all, but it's not full-fledged Kasha Zomam either. The middle case being Bas Kayin. And that's what the Mishnah is doing. The Mishnah is saying, there's one case, most Adam Zomamim get Kasha Zomam. Some Adam Zomamim get not quite Kasha Zomam. And then there are some that don't get Kasha Zomam at all, right? That's what it says. Hello? Yeah, Uri, right? Okay. So now let's have a look. If you hold, like Tosfos, the Moshe, if you hold like Tosfos, that the Edim were Mechayev, even if the Edim are only Mechayev Bas Kayin Sreifa, and they get chenek, is there any kasha zaman here at all? No. Hold on. If you go the other way, like Rashi, there is a kasha zaman, but it's not oisa misa, it's not the chomer misa they were giving, but there's still some kasha zaman. So according to the way Rashi learns, they're really all forms. Every oinish that Edom Zemimin get has something to do in some way with Kasha Zomam. But the first case, the case of all Edom Zemimin, is Mamesh Vasisim LeKasha Zomam LaSlais Lochiv. There's another kind of Edom Zemimin that don't get full-fledged Kasha Zomam, but they get somewhat Kasha Zomam. And then there's another form where the Edom Zemimin don't get Kasha Zomam at all. They get a totally different kind of Oynish that had nothing to do with what they were being Mechayev. Namely what? Husha ben Chalutza. According to Rashi, it all fits very nicely. According to Taisvis, it's going to fit nicely too. But watch why. You see, the case of full-fledged Edom Zemimin is a case of what? Where the Edom Zemimin were Machayev, Kashizam, they got Fashiv, Asizam, Kashizam, Lasleis, Lachiv. The second case is a case of where the Edom Zemimin are being punished. They're not getting Kashizam, Lasleis. They're getting something else. But it is, in a sense, in place of Kasher Zaman. Instead of getting Vasisim like Kasher Zaman, Lasseis Lochiv, the Torah is providing an alternative Einesh to Kasher Zaman. But Edom ben Grusha ben Chalutza and Golus is not an alternative Einesh to Kasher Zaman. It's Malkus Mishum Leisane. The Torah said that the Torah was Megalav Itzdikus at Tzadik, that you get Malkus for Leisane. The Torah also says you cannot get two Einshim. You cannot get two punishments for the same Avera. When it's Misa and Malkus, get the more Chomer one, they'll get Misa. When the Edom Zemim were Machayev, Tashlumin, Malkus and Tashlumin. We learned the Gemara we had in Ksubis. Beferish, Ripsaterim, Zevin, and Tashlumin. By Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, they're getting Malkus because there's nothing else. The Torah did not provide an alternative Einish for Edom, Edom Zemimin by Edom Zemimin of Bas Kayen. Therefore, they get Malkus. So we have the three Madregas preserved. Ben Grusha. We have the three Madregas preserved. The top Madrega is they vasisim like kasher zomim lasleis lachiv. There is another kind of Edom Zemin which don't get vasisim like kasher zomim lasleis lachiv, but an alternative to kasher zomim. And then there's a third that have no alternative to kasher zomim at all, pure Malkus. Taisvis is pshat, and Rashi's pshat in Bas Kayen are all leshitasa. Since Taisvis learned that the Malkus of Ben Grusha and Ben Chalutza is from Loisane, so Taisvis could say that the Einish of Bas Kayen is an alternative to Kasher Zomam. Because there are three Madregas. There's the full form, Vasisim Lekashazam, Lasleis Lachiv. There's a middle form of an Oinish, which is in place of Kashazamam. And a third case where there's no Kashazamam at all. If Rashi would have been Mefarish like Taisvis, he would be in trouble. Because there are no two Madregas. Every time you don't, the Oinish of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza is also an alternative to Kasher Zomam. It's Exeris Akosim, just like he, Veloy Bayala. They're both alternatives to Kasher Zomam. To preserve the three Madregas, Rashi will have to understand that there's something in between. This is not Kasher Zomam completely, but it's not Kasher Zomam at all. It's something in between. You're getting Kasher Zomam, but not the full-fledged form, the lower form of what you wanted to give Chenek.
What's a typical case? Just like a Tashlumin?
But they were made on him. Somebody, or it's Ech, it's Chayv Skila. They get Skila. Yeah.
Where did Lo Sana fit in with Tosfos?
It does fit in with Tosfos. That's why Tosfos, what he says.
Where did
Tosfos know that's Leisan is from? Is for that? We'll learn the Tosfos. I'll show it to you. I have to go through the whole Tosfos, but you'll see it in Yetzer Hashem. We'll be borrowed.
What did you say? That because of Losana, what are you getting? Which case?
In Grusha and Chalutz, you're getting Malchus for Leisan. Nope, there's no Kashazam at all. No alternative to Kashazam even. that you just get Malkus, like you're over a lav, that there was a gilui, that this lav carries with it, you know, Inish of Malkus.
For the reason that, since those ones that Malkus comes from low sound completely, so by Bas Kohen, the reason that he gets an alternative death, not because of Losana, but it's because of what?
It's the middle case.
It's a middle case. In other words, they're getting an alternative to Kashazam, but an actual Kashazam. You see what I did here, Yossi?
Yeah.
Fancy, huh? Not bad. Okay. You hear? Do you want me to say it again?
Yes.
All right, I'll say it again one more time. And as we've got to preserve, the structure of the Gemara is three madrigas. There is the upper madriga, which is kashazamam purely. They're getting exactly what they were zemim lasos. There is middle madriga. Seems to be, it's not totally kashazamam, but it's not kashazamam. Oh. So for Tosfos has it in the following way. Tosfos says, since Tosfos holds that the Malkus of Endrushim and Chalutza is for Loisane, Tosfos simply has to say that the case of Bas Kohen is a case of where the Oynish is an alternative to Kasher Zama. It's not totally nothing. It's not like the Torah didn't give an Oynish for Edom Zemim, you're getting Malkus, but it's not Kasher Zama either. Torah said, here, there's a special Xeris Akosov. Instead of getting kashazamam, you get a different oinish. According to Rashi, every ben grusha ben chalutza is an alternative to kashazamam. The Torah says, here, you don't get kashazamam, you get malchus, special zeres akosuv. If Rashi would learn like Tosfos, the case of Bas Kohen is not a middle madrega, it's exactly the same as ben grusha ben chalutza. They're both alternatives to Kasher Zamam. Rashi, therefore, must learn that the case of Bas Kohen is a case of when you're getting Kasher Zamam, but not full-fledged Kasher Zamam. Something a little bit less.
Didn't they both agree to that? Tosfos and Rashi agreed to that?
No. Tosfos holds that Rashi holds the only time the Edom get Chenek is when there was a Boil. They were zaymim lasayis chenek and they're getting chenek.
That's considered partial or full?
That's partial. You were zaymim that, but you were zaymim more. So we're only giving you a little bit of what you were zaymim. According to Tosfos, it's even in a case where they weren't zaymim that at all.
Without a bar.
The chiyuv of Bas Kohen, which gets sreifa, they get an alternative to sreifa, namely chenek. Yeah, yes.
What was Rashi's take on Ben Grusha?
Xeris Akosov, like the Miri. It's an alternative to Kasher Zamam. You don't give Kasher Zamam Ben Grusha. We'll see why. We'll learn why. We didn't learn why yet. We'll get there. Heard me?
Yeah.
No, it's good part. If you listen, it was good. Slept through it. No, I'll tell you again later. It was good. Listen, I'm giving myself grades over here. It's always my yes man. He always likes everything I say. Okay. Okay, Chevra. I want to just, you don't mind, I just list, this is a small push-up shot Tosfos, let's just take care of it. Vitamin Katani, the Kamon. By the way, this Tosfos, I don't know if anybody got to it. Did anybody get to it today? You can't read it. Well, nice, you can't read it. It's not readable. Something wrong with the text, I don't know. Vitamin Katani, the Kamon. Pire Shekunjus to my boy, Ketzad, Ha Katani, the Kamon. In other words, we've seen this already. Rashi did change our girsa. He took the word, the mem, out of it. The oi dekatani, like the maram's girsa on the side. I don't know what, you know, where you guys have it. It's another girsa. So now, what the Gemara meant to ask was, haketzad ein einim nasim zemi ba'ile. The oi, there's another question. Katani lekamon, aval amru lehem heyach. Rashi explained, my kaboy tana ketzad nasim zemimin. Katani lekamon. In other words, why are you asking over here ketzad? The Mishnah about how they become einim zemimin is a Mishnah later. So what does the Mishnah mean over here? Ketzad nasim zemimin. That's not what this Mishnah is about. The Mishnah of what that's about is the next Mishnah. That's how Rashi learns. Void yesh lefarish. Void kleimar. Vim tim tzaleimar deloshen hazamahu ze'enoi. Dal korchach din hazoma kamar kirikatani ula lume kushiyasa kamaisa. Now, if anybody can make heads or tails of what those words mean, I'm all ears. Void klaimar vim tim de loshin hazamahu ze enoi dal korchach din hazoma. I can't really read it. But the Ritva says something here.
What?
Can't use it.
I love
it. All right. So I just took it. I don't think of a Gaza or something. You know?
No idea.
Anyway, if you see me put in my black bag afterwards, then you know I'm it's only any good. Okay. Hey. Oh, here it is. It's on page base, Harketzah. You see it? He just quotes Behemshech Advarim. He's going to quote two pshatim. Hapirish Rashi ve'oid my kaboy hacha ketzah dimnasim zemin v'hala kaman pirkin tana pshat l'shoinai nira shasefer makshe tarti. The Gemara is asking two questions. Sefer my tarti lamali. What do I need two mishnayos about the same thing? Aval ein loshen a gemara mashma kein, midekamar kidekatani lekamanu mashma einoi kemayishamar kan el kidekatani lekamanu. So he suggests now a different shot. El achi perusha de loshen nasin zemimin nasin edim zemimin lehavi oisin mashmusu al kiyum teres hazama behen. The words ketzad edim nasin zemimin doesn't mean how do you do to them hazama. The words doesn't mean how do you have Edom that have kasha zemim done to them. It's mashma how do you chap the Edom as being Edom zemimin. Ulahochi parkina dafilu nema dahai nasin zemimin dekatani mairi bekiim teres hazama behen. Even if you want to say that somehow the words means that you're being fulfilling in them a din hazama. Lehavale lemisne keitzedim nasin zemimin veinen zemimin nas veinedim nasin zemim boile da katani ben grusha ben chalutza voi kushi chamura yoiser da filo havitani in edim nasin zemimin leyasi shapir dele mash mahi lishnel in the zemim mitchiloson uva halayri klal. So I'm saimich on this to understand the pshat in Taisvus. Namely, what's it saying? It's saying like this. The way he wants to read it, the Taisvus is, v'oid yesh lefarish, v'oid klaimer. In other words, the first question the Gemara was asking was, keitan and masim zemimin, it doesn't make sense. Zemimin ought to mean, how do you accomplish on the Edom to chop them, to catch them as being Edom Zemim? What's the case? Remember, two Edom being machish, two Edom is not Edom Zemimin. That's Edus Vachosha. Edom Zemim is Imanu Yisim Vaisayim. So the first thing the Gemara was asking was, Kezad Nasim Zemimin Hafuch. This doesn't make any sense. This is, Bitchil doesn't mean anything. Elamai, what do you want to say? Well, maybe the words Nasim Zemimin doesn't mean, how do you catch them as being Zemimin? But how do you do to Edom Vasisim like Kashim Lasleis Lochiv? So the Gemara's first question then is, then you got the whole Lushan's wrong. Kate said, Ain Adam Nasin Zemimi Boile. It should say, how do you not give the Adam Vasisim like Kashim Lasleis Lochiv? The Oi, namely, this is, I'm going back now to our Taisvus, Im Tim Tseloimar De Lushan Hazamahu. Even if you want to say that the Mishnah means, Kate Adam Nasim Zemimin means, how do you chop the Adam Mitzchil as being Adam Zemimin? That can't be Zainoi. Dal korchach din hazoma kamar. If it means ha'edim nasin zemimin means how do you make the edim into zemimin, that's not this Mishnah. That's a Mishnah later where the Mishnah actually explains how you chop them as being edim zemimin. Ula lume kushya kamaisa. It's just coming as a hemshich of the first question. Because the whole question of this Mishnah is, Ekeda tzedim nasim zemimin is inappropriate. It's mashma that this lashon is coming the Mishnah means, how do you chop them as being made in Zaymimin? You can't say that it means, how do you give Adam Zaymimin din Hazama? Because this is a Mishnah where they don't get Hazama. Elamite means what? How do you chop the Adam as being Zaymimin? If so, this is the wrong Mishnah. This is not the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah later. Okay, guys, this is just an add-on. The feature presentation was the first one. It's a Shem tomorrow, we'll do something else. Yeah. Yeah.
Would Tosa say, where you say the basketball in case, or without a ball or with a ball, the guy gets sent, right? That's considered.